reading from the Antilila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Volume 1, Text 177. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jai Gaur Bhaktavinda Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The moon-like Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Mother Sachi, has now appeared on earth to spread devotional love of himself. He is the emperor of the Brahmin community. He can drive away all the darkness of ignorance and control the mind of everyone in the world. May that rising moon bestow upon us all good fortune. This is the third verse of Act 1 of the Lalita Madhava. Om Jnana Timanandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksur Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Adadanaschanam Danter Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padamboja Dulisham Janma Jamani Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Shise Namaha Mancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayebhacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from Govardhan. During the month of Kartik, a little bit before Govardhan Puja, which will happen in a few days. And Diwali is coming out in 2 days, so my place is usually very, very quiet. I wish some of you could see it. It's just a wonderful, simple place for me to do my spiritual practices and get the association of advanced devotees of the Lord and to worship and sit at the foot of the Sri Giriraj, the king of all mountains, the Krishna mountain. But this is, what, Saturday here, or something like that? No. This is Sunday night here. so many people have come and the loudspeakers, so I'm competing. My mind's competing with the other sounds here at Vrindavan at this time of the year. But as Raghunath Das Goswami said, I'd rather hear the idle talk of the Vrajavasis than to attain love of Godhead anywhere else. I think that's Prabodhananda Saraswati in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, the glories of Vrindavan. Meaning that whatever here, there's something very, very special here that goes beyond the external, beyond what you can see, which you can enter through the process of bhakti. That's the nature of bhakti. Devotion allows you to see something which you cannot see just by the mechanical means. Even in this world, devotion allows you to see the heart of someone, because love inspires reciprocation. And that's the process of bhakti. We advance in a relationship with God who reciprocates with our love by giving himself. That's the process of bhakti. Tesham satatiyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhiyogam tvam yenamam. For those who worship me with faith and devotion, I give them the knowledge by which they can come back to me. And this is the whole process of bhakti, through our mind, through our body, through our words, through our actions, to express love. And love, the beginning of love is surrender. To subjugate your will to the fulfillment of the desires of your beloved, which is an expression of the utmost humility. And somehow or other molding our lives where we rid our hearts of all selfishness. Where we can offer ourselves humbly in service. I think Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one acharya, said bhakti means to make oneself available. It's an expression of that availability, the service. It's an expression of that availability of service out of love in one's heart. And a person who embodies that he attracts the mercy of Krishna, and Krishna reveals himself fully. So it's like the Dham. There's something beyond the form, and that's the heart. And that heart is revealed to those who stay in the Dham and express their faith in service. And then what you see is not what you see is what you get. You get a lot more than what you see. And that's the experience of the sadhaka is here. The practitioner is here. So hopefully with that inspiration, I'll be able to hear and see beyond all the noise going outside as the people are increasingly gathering here to joyfully celebrate Govardhan Puja. Now, the story, as I've told many times here, is the Anti Leela, the last 18 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, where he's come to try to fulfill the internal reasons for his descent. This is Krishna appearing in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the internal reason for his descent is to experience the joy and happiness that a devotee feels in relationship to God. Without that experience, God's experience of love and his experience of happiness cannot be complete. So the story of Chaitanya is the story of God becoming complete. It's not that God was ever not complete. Chaitanya is always existing within the absolute reality. But there is the Leela or pastime of God manifesting as Chaitanya to search himself. What does it feel? God wants to know, what does it feel to search myself, to experience myself, to love myself? So he's come to Puri in the last 18 years, and that's the Anti Leela, and we're beginning that, where he's going to intensely try to fulfill this mission. He wants something. And ironically, what God wants is the same thing that we want. A heart filled with love. And therefore, for heart filled with happiness. You can't be completely happy unless you love, unless you serve. So God is seeking this, and in seeking this, is teaching us how to find it. And this is the last part of his life where every person should make that decision, but that there should be a time of one's life exclusively devoted to the perfection of life. That being said, I'm reading the Narada Bhakti Sutras, and at the end of the sutras, it warns one against certain psychological foilables, if that's the right word, frailties, inebrities, that you have to guard against. And one is that conception, I will do it later. Trust no future, however pleasant. I will worship God when I get this together and I get that together and my mind becomes peaceful and I do that. No. While waiting for that purification, you dedicate everything to God in whatever is the appropriate way for you to do so, considering the conditioning and desires and prarabdha karma, the nature of the body that one has. So, we don't wait. It can't wait. now. You can't surrender in the past. You can't surrender in the future. You have to surrender now. And surrender to what? Surrender to who you are. And nothing else. Embrace reality and embrace your own individual reality. We are parts of God. We are meant for God's service. And therefore we're meant to flow, to follow the will of God. And we have to let go and follow the plan of destiny and what it indicates. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, and we're here in a section where one of his great devotees has come, who is Rupa Goswami, who is this incredible poet, but he's not just the master of wordcraft. He has something to express. Unless a friend of mine came who's a filmmaker, and he came to visit me. And he showed me a video, and he said, "What do I think?" And I said, I think it's pretty boring. It wasn't that the film wasn't good. It's just that the subject I had so little interest in. It was about an ISKCON meeting. It just didn't interest me. So it's not enough to have talent. You have to have an inspiration to recreate. And the most beautiful inspiration is of the self, which is the full expression of which is love for God. And in that love for God, understand God's heart. So Srila Rupa Goswami wasn't just a poet. He had an inspiration about the divine based on his own level and power of his love and understanding of God. There's a point made here that I think is very, very significant. That the nature of our hearts in love is expressed through service. And if you ever want to attract someone else's heart and have someone trust you fully, without trust it's just exploitation, it's not intimacy. If you want to experience an intimate relationship, you have to trust. And you have to express your trust. And the expression of trust is called service. And when it is sincere, the object of your love deeply feels that. And as that expression of trust becomes deeper and deeper, then the object of your trust begins to reveal themselves. That was Rupa Goswami's relationship with God. And therefore he fully understood the heart of God. And he could express it through words in an inconceivably masterful way. Even there's a pranam mantra of prayer to Rupa Goswami that we chant. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Mano Bhishtam, the Abhishtam, the secrets of the heart. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. He understood the secrets of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. And therefore, he was suitable to establish his mission. A person's mission is based on their heart. And therefore, to serve the mission of someone, to establish the mission of someone who you feel is worthy, you have to understand what that mission is. So Rupa Goswami understood it and could express it. Lord Chaitanya brings all the exalted souls to meet him. And now he's in a discussion with Rupa Goswami, who also is he's considered one of the most confidential associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's also a kavi. So the section we are now, it's discussing they're discussing Rupa Goswami's poems and his dramas. Some of his dramas took 20 years to write. With everything else he was doing in Vrindavan, it took a long time to write these dramas, and they were masterpieces. And they were composed according to classical aesthetic dramaturgical theory on how to perfectly express emotion. So he's expressing the emotion of bhakti ras, of love of Godhead. And by composing these poems, he's giving others and dramas access to experience that same thing. There is a reality, and that reality is overwhelming love of Godhead. That's what exists. What exists is pleasure, and pleasure is love. What exists is God and God's energy and an exchange of love. That's what Vyasadeva, the editor of the Vedas, saw in the maturity of his realization. That's described in Bhagavatam. What did he see in the maturity of his realization? Apashyat purusham purnam maya chitata patsayam. He saw that supreme absolute reality with his energies, exchanging with his energies in love. That absolute reality is what we want to experience. We want to experience God, and we want to experience our natural attraction for God. We want to have the experience of God, and the experience of God is called prema. Just like a man's experience with his lover, a woman's experience with their lover, the experience is what? Love. The mother's experience of their child is what? It's their relationship. It's love. Our experience of God is our relationship with God, which is love. It's a natural love because we're part of God. We are meant for love. Love of what? Love of God. That's the topmost love. Tvasmin, parama prema rup. The nature of the topmost love for God, parama prema rup. The form of that love, parama prema, the nature of the topmost love. That's what bhakti is. And it's rasa, bhakti rasa. It's a flavor of love. When you actually experience what is there, beyond any illusion, and you experience God, you experience love for God, prema pumartha mahan. And that is the thing that has the most value. The thing that has the most value is the thing that can give the most pleasure. And the thing that can give the most pleasure is love, but love which is eternal. And therefore, love which has an object of love, which is eternal. That's love of Godhead. So that's what Chaitanya is about. He's about tasting it, and he's about distributing it. That's what the mission of Chaitanya is. That's the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Taste it. And out of compassion, distribute it. Because everyone is hankering for that taste of love. Jivadoi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar Nadiya Godume Nityananda Mahajan. Jivadoi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. The essence of all religion, what we should be doing, is showing compassion to others, and the greatest compassion for others is giving them something which can actually satisfy the heart. And that's Nam, that's God. God who's manifesting in the form of his name. The other day, I found the secret hiding place. Actually, he called me, asked me to come over, of Satchinandana Swami. He does wonderful, wonderful Kartik Vrata, chanting all day. So I went to his place, and we had some discussion at night. And he showed me his altar, and on his altar he had a beautiful framed, small frame picture of the Holy Name with a little silver shoes, maybe a peacock feather, maybe it had a flute, maybe it had a neck. The name, Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Shuddha Purna Nitya Mukta Namano, what is it? Vinatvam Namanamano. There's no difference between the name and that which is named. The absolute platform of God, his name is non-different. So, this is the experience that Sri Rupa wants to give. Why his poetry and his dramas are an important part of the spiritual practice of Krishna consciousness, because it helps to create that rasa, that experience of love, which we're hankering for, because that's the nature of drama. It communicates a rasa. It communicates an experience. So this is, Ramananda Roy is now asking the details. There's a way to compose a introduction that kind of sets the tone or mood for the subject of the work. So he's reading now, this was the second introductory verse, I guess. You have an introductory verse, and then you have another introductory verse. So it's about Chaitanya, who's appeared to give love of himself. Chaitanya came to give love of Godhead. He happens also to be God. And he is the emperor of the Brahmin community. He's born in a Brahmin family. And he's Dvijavaro. He's the most excellent. And he can drive away the darkness of ignorance. And Jagatmana, the Sikrata, he can subdue the raging minds. How? Cheto Darpanam Marginam. Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, Shreyakaraiva Chandikaranam, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, Pratipadam Punamritas Vardhanam, Sarvatmasnapanam, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, by the kirtan of Krishna. And these are the qualities, Cheto Darpanam Marginam. Chaita, the chitta, the mind, which is like a mirror, marginum. It cleans the mirror of the mind. And that's analogous to controlling the mind, because what's the dust? The dust is all our superficial desires. There's the soul, and there's the expression of the soul. And then there are the expressions of the ego that try to always subdue that. And what kirtan is, what japa is staying firmly based on, firmly fixed on the platform of the soul. And how do you stay firmly fixed on the platform of the soul? By the expression of the soul, which is love. Kirtan is the expression of the soul manifesting externally. That's what kirtan is. And therefore, that expression should be done without any inhibition or attachment. When we chant, it should be from the heart without any inhibition. Don't calculate the expression of the heart and put it in the mind. Do your kirtan. Let that soul come out in the expression of kirtan. Don't try to control that expression by the mind. By either feeling get in there and express it without any inhibition, even if it isn't your personality to open your heart that way. And when one does that, the mind becomes, those desires become controlled. And when desires become controlled, they cease to be obstacles to the perception of the soul. Our vision becomes clear of the soul. So Lord Chaitanya gave this kirtan without inhibition, without attachment. And it cleans the mind. Shreya Karayava Chandrika. And it's here, it says, and it brings good fortune. It opens the heart to auspiciousness. There's nothing more auspicious than having a heart filled with devotion. There's nothing else you can want. Anything else you can attain is paltry in comparison. Our wealth is the condition of our mind. And we only work on the external environment to enhance the condition of the mind. But ultimately, it's the mind. That is wealth. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. That is the pran. That is the life. That is the wealth. We have to be convinced of this. That's what faith is. That's what faith is. Faith in the name and in the experience of the name. And then if we get this, we have everything. And if we don't get it, we have nothing. You know, I'm just about settling in because practically my whole time here I've had people visiting, but usually I really try to keep this month for myself. Well, I basically have 2 weeks now, which I'll basically be free and then more people will be coming, but I've accepted that as my service, also being vigilant to not just distribute Krishna consciousness as a seva and not taste it. You have to spend some time with the name. If you don't spend time with the name, you will not know the name. So I really have to spend time with the name. And that's my service now. But sometimes people visit, and I have to deal with that. Not deal with it, but it's my pleasure. So my niece visited, which it's always a joy to help people get the joy of spiritual life. But when it's a family member, there's a special taste to that, too. So my niece came, and it was just so nice. What wonderful person. So nice to see her. I remember the last day I was in Vrindavan. I went there for a night. So I spent like a day, 2 days with her. And then my assistant to take people around Vrindavan, some of you from New York may have had her help you, wonderful lady called Leela Velasini was taking care of her. She's just great doing that service. And then arranged that she'd come out one last day to see me. And so she joined a Govardhan Parikram. And of Indrajumna Swami. So she got off at Kushim Sarovar, and then I was here, and they called me when the Parikram party came, and I came, and I was so surprised. She was wearing a beautiful sari. And then she went around the hill, and at Radhakund, she came back with neck beads and a bead bag. That's good fortune. Even though she's quite well established, successful lawyer in New York, graduates of the best schools in America. But it was nice that, because sometimes that can be an obstacle Janmaishvaya Shruta Shri Bir Edamana Madapuma Navahityapitaitum Vai. If you become intoxicated with birth, opulence, Janmaishvaya Shruta, education, aristocracy, Shri Bir, the opposite say, if you become intoxicated with your material success, then where can there be bhakti? Where can be that? Bhakti is that expression of the heart. It's a feeling. And if you think about it, if it's prema and the basis of prema is seva or love, that feeling must be born of the sense of need. A humbling sense of need. A humbling sense of taking shelter. You can't be too embedded in the conception, I am the controller. Which good birth gives you an opportunity to do, with opulence gives you an opportunity to do, which high education gives you an opportunity to do, with having a beautiful mate gives you an opportunity to do. Can't be but they don't have to. So she's very educated. My niece is extremely educated. Best schools. Highest degrees. Highest this. But has a need and recognizes that need. One very educated person came to Vrindavan and started, I gave her books to study. And she wrote me a letter afterwards that her experience was of seeing how much she didn't know and having the opportunity to hear about so much she didn't know. I love the description she wrote. She said that I felt like bliss dirt. She somehow understood that the flow of love in the heart is born from that very humble feeling. Anyway, beautiful verse about Lord Chaitanya. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inwardly greatly pleased when he heard this verse, externally he spoke as if angry. So he was inwardly, externally angry. Because he wants people to have Krishna consciousness. And when he sees an expression of faith in God himself, he naturally is very pleased. He's pleased with the bhakti. That's the substance of that glorification. So he's naturally pleased. But externally angry. Because that pleasure is not the pleasure of I am being glorified. It's the pleasure of the pleasure of the person who is glorifying is advancing in spiritual life so that they would not be confused an expression of happiness for an expression of ego gratification, Lord Chaitanya as the Acharya, spoke angrily. Your exalted poetic descriptions of the mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes are like an ocean of nectar. But why have you put in a false prayer about me? It is like a drop of detestable alkali, a poison. Glorification is poison. What is poison? Poison is not having love. And if praise feeds your ego in a way that you cannot be in the standpoint to express and feel love of God, then for a person who has experienced what it's like to put oneself in the position to feel love of Godhead, it becomes detestable. It's like poison. Just like Yamunacharya was a great king. And as a king, he enjoyed his many consorts. But when he advanced spiritually and got the pleasure of what bhakti is like, really got the pleasure of what bhakti is like within his heart, then whenever he would think of his previous sex life, his lips would curl in distaste. It's not an artificial thing. He was tasting devotion deeply. It's another realm of experience. And when you are in the bhava of that experience, things which previously gave you pleasure are detestable. May have not been detestable, or you may even have a license to enjoy at a particular time, but when you reach that platform of bhava, the conception or the enticement to move in the center rather than move for the service of the center . He says it's like a drop of detestable poison, where these rasa filled rasa kavya kahan tumara krishna rasa kavya shuddha sindhu sudha sindhu, it's an ocean of nectar. What? The Krishna Rasa Kavya, this poetry. So he's telling Rupa Goswami, your poetry is Kavya Rasa, Krishna Rasa Kavya, Sudha Sindhu. It's an ocean of nectar. It's about Krishna and love for Krishna. It's nectar. It's an ocean of nectar. It's ever expanding. But when it's a prayer about me, poison. Sri Ramananda Roy objected. It is not a kali at all. It is a particle of camphor he's put into the nectar of this exalted poetic expression. So he's also a poet. It's not a drop of poison. It's a little camphor. That verse will give a flavor glorifying Lord Chaitanya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Ramananda Roy, you are jubilant at hearing those poetic expressions, but I am ashamed to hear of them. For people in general will joke about the subject of this verse, calling me God. But Ramananda Roy said, instead of joking, people in general will feel great pleasure in hearing such poetry, for the initial remembrance of the worshipable deity invokes good fortune." So in a drama, if you can invoke a remembrance of the worshipable deity, it will be Mangalacharanam. It will be a Mangalacharana. It is the performance of auspiciousness in the band. No, this is the Mangalacharanam. This is good. Ramananda Roy said, so then he goes on. Now he says, by which subdivision of style do the players enter? Rupa Godan Swami began to speak about specifically about this subject. Because there's different types of introductions. So the poet has a chance to talk about the pravesh, the entrance of the player. There's different ways to do it, so that, and we'll discuss this next week. Anybody like to ask any questions?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj, this is Gail.
Hey, Grungi.
If I have time, I have a couple. One question you were saying about how we should do kirtan, which I guess includes japa, expressing, giving our heart to it, and even if you're not so inclined in that way, we should do it anyway. And so I'm not clear about what you mean by not inclined to do, you know, what does that mean, not inclined to give your heart?
I don't remember saying that specifically. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, when you were discussing the first verse of the Shikshasakam, you know?
Yeah.
You said, even if you're not inclined to, you know, like, open out your heart or something in kirtan, you know, do it anyway.
Okay, I now remember what I said. I wasn't talking that you have no attraction for it. I was talking about psychologically, and I'm thinking of myself actually, that there's something about lack of inhibition. Even if it's to yourself, or even if you're chanting as one of many in the kirtan, there's something about lack of inhibition that may be countered by a certain type of reservedness, if that's the right word. So I'm just sharing my own realizations. Actually, it goes on from 4 to 6:30 in the afternoon, but I only go from 4 to 5:30, and it was great. Devamrita Swami's there now, and he just came to add, it's Reshwar, Keshwar Bharati, Vaisheshika Prabhu. Anyway, there's other senior people that come. So it was very, very nice kirtan. Really nice kirtan. And I saw that, you know, my eyes closed, and I was just, I saw what it means just to open your heart without inhibition and give yourself to the name. And I thought that sometimes myself, you know, it's not maybe not my nature so much. I was sharing a personal realization. I was just opening my heart and really giving myself to a name, perhaps in kirtan, in ways that, you know, somehow, if I'm not focused, then the mind could, like, become shy. That's what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and one other thing. yeah, whenever this point is brought up, I have a question. You know, you said that when Vasudev, in the maturity of his realization, saw that there was nothing in reality but Krishna exchanging with his energies in love. But my problem with that statement is that here in the material world, I mean, there is a material world because that love, that exchange of love is absent. And so I don't understand how those two things coexist to say that there's nothing but the exchange of Krishna and his energies, yet there is simultaneously this material world where there is an absence of loving exchange with Krishna.
Right. There's illusion where we don't see that. That's the answer.
That makes it sound...
That's the material world. But God is even exchanging with his material energy. But we don't see that.
But then if we don't see it, then how can we say that is actually, you know, if for love to happen, you have to be conscious of it. You know, it has to be an exchange. And exchange means both parties are aware. Otherwise, how can it be love?
Everything is Krishna and Krishna's energies. Maya chitad apasrayam. Those energies are under Krishna's control. So there's some conception and some exchange with all those energies.
Yes.
And we are also an energy of God. And somehow God's exchanging with us. So from God's standpoint, there's always pleasure. So he has the absolute standpoint. So from our standpoint, we don't see actually what's there.
Okay, if you say then it's only from God's standpoint.
What's that? Right. What's that?
I say, okay, if you say that it's from God's perspective only. Yeah.
Okay, from God's perspective. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
Henry.
Hey, Henry. How are you?
It was a beautiful class today. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
I was just thinking how many years I've been doing this and how many years you've been listening there in your living room. I know exactly the spot where you sit. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Chaitanya Priya.
Yes, Chaitanya Priya. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. As always, very inspiring class.
Thank you. I'm amazed sometimes how I stay up because it's here at night, but anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Bo, Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Shastra Das.
Okay. Hey, okay, we'll see you soon in Puri.
Yes.
How's the beach there, Rehoboth Beach? Was it destroyed?
Actually, we were very fortunate. We missed any major damage.
Okay, that's good. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Gauran Bhaktidas.
Hare Bhav, Govanan. Thank you. I guess, yeah, Govardhan listens to the classes, assimilates them, and then he has his own Bhakti Viksha where he lectures every week. So that's nice. Anybody else like to say hello? Not a requirement, it's just nice sometimes. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you all, Fanchikopa, Trubia, Circa, Pasinavia, Vitsipa.